I'm annoyed, but I understand. Therefore, I'm at peace. So I'm cool. That makes sense. No, I get it. You know, I just need to get more time and not go out there and go crazy. You know, the good thing is I didn't have any setbacks. You know, it's not like I re-injured anything. You know, it did get sore and swollen, which is natural. You know, I'm 9 months, and it's from 9 to 11 months is the full recovery. So, you know, not anything that I'm stressing or worried about. I would love to get out there and get repetitions because, you know, that's the best way to learn. But at the same time, I get it. We're just day to day.
Next week you'll practice or?
We're just day to day. That's what it is, yeah. All right. Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty on a positive end. I'm sure I'll get the last three games out. I don't know what's going to happen this week. You know, obviously I would probably have to go tonight, but I definitely feel that I'll get like the last three in for sure. Yeah, I would say overall, like healing and everything else is 100%. Is more so, you know, like it is gonna like get swollen, it is gonna flare up a little bit, it is gonna be sore. You know, that's just natural. You ask anybody who had an ACL deal, you know, they're gonna be pretty sore when they come back. So the one thing is, instead of trying to pound it, you want to give some time because it's still, you know, kind of acute. So,
what are your personal expectations for this season?
Say it again.
What are your personal expectations for this season?
My personal expectations are just to win. That's it. You know, obviously, you know, to do that, there's a lot of things that come into factor. Everybody has their personal goals that they want to, you know, fulfill and accomplish and whatnot. So the main thing is just to win. That's it.
Do you worry at all about how effective you can be when the rule of thumb with the ACL is the year you come back is okay, but right. It's not until the following year when you're really yourself again?
I would say I worried when I initially did it because, you know, you hear all the, you know, I have the same stories and stats and tendencies, you know, of what you're talking about, how to come back from that. But, you know, I definitely think about it, but I'm not worried anymore. I'm at this point where I've done all kinds of change directions and explosiveness that I was able to do in the past. You know, the show that I can do that. So I'm not worried at all.
When it bothers you like it is now, can you describe what it's like? I mean, is it soreness? Is it swelling? Is it just doesn't feel quite right?
Right, all the above.
And thankfully, I have no idea what that's like.
Right, yeah. Basically, that's what it is. It's like it's sore. It's sore, you know, it's selling inflammation, and it doesn't feel right. So my thing is, I'm not going to go out there and try to kill myself. You know, I'm going to go out there, and I'm not going to try. I'm going to be right for this team and make that run, you know. They are important, but it, you know, the frustrating part is that I learn better on the fly. You know, you can't emulate being on the field with anything. You know, just like with training, you can train and become in the best shape, but it's so hard to train with just like to be out there for football because not only are you physically exhausted, you're mentally as well. So the same way, you know, I can get quizzed all day on the material on our defense and know it right off the bat, but once you get out there, you know, when guys start moving around, that's where, you know, the real test comes in. So it's frustrating on that part, but, you know, I know that I'll be just fine once I get back out there. I know what kind of player I am. I know I'm a gamer. You know, my thing is I just, you know, got to be accountable. Yeah, I just want to be on the field. That's it. I'm a football player. That's what I do, so.